The seven recommendations that we're going to put in action immediately are some of the most significant learnings that we've had so far from the Fukushima event. They include looking at these nuclear power plants to make sure they're protected in case of a seismic event, flooding. We're worried about loss of off-site power, what we call station blackout. That was a very significant item that impacted the plant. And then there are some other items also that that we're looking at. But those, I'd call those the big three.
Now, let's back up a little bit. After this event happened following the earthquake in Japan and the tsunami, what did the NRC do? How did you find out what was going on there? And tell us the process by which you examined the whole Fukushima situation.
Well, we became aware of it the actual date, day of the event, March 11th. And I believe that we became aware of it through news media. We activated our operations center. And that day, we actually had people on planes going to Japan to help the Japanese and help the U.S. ambassador make sure that American citizens in Japan were protected. And we activated, like I said, our operations center, and we monitored the event. We were concerned at first that the tsunami may have an impact here in the United States. So that was the first thing that we were concerned about, as well as U.S. citizens in Japan.
And Japan is unique. When we spoke with the NRC last summer, one of the things that came out of that interview and out of one of the reports at the NRC is that the disaster there wouldn't happen in this country specifically for a variety of reasons. You know, the way Japan is, it is very unique. So how can there be room for improvement, though, in how these issues are managed?
Well, I agree with you. Japan is more unique than the United States, and it's a very seismically active island. But the big lesson learned that we're taking out of Fukushima is that you have to be prepared for the unexpected. The event that occurred at Fukushima was what we refer to as a beyond design basis accident. We don't expect that type of event to occur during the lifetime of one of these nuclear power plants. But regardless, what Fukushima taught us is you have to be prepared for the unexpected. This is one of the learnings that we received, one of the things that we really got out of the 9/11 terrorist attack. Once that occurred, you know, September 11th, we took action here to make sure that our nuclear power plants would be prepared for the unthinkable. What if a terrorist attacked a nuclear power plant? And we made sure that our plants were prepared by having equipment available to combat such an attack. We think that that equipment, having that equipment at these plants, already pre-dispositioned at the plants, help our plants be safer. I don't believe that the Japanese, in fact, I know that the Japanese didn't implement the kind of security arrangements that we did at our plants. But, you know, those are things that we don't expect to occur, but you have to be prepared just in case.
We're speaking with Eric Leeds, director of the Office of Nuclear Reactor Regulation at the NRC. And I guess I'm a little surprised that in the licensing process of U.S. nuclear plants, there was not a requirement to be safe from flooding and to be safe from a possible blackout. That wasn't the case already?
Actually, it is the case already. All of our plants are designed to withstand external events, whether it's flooding, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes. They are all designed to be able to combat that. Now, what you had at Fukushima was you had an earthquake followed by a tsunami. A huge 46-foot wall of water hit that plant. Our plants are prepared for those, but you've got to go back and take a look and say, all right, what happens if even something worse happens? What if you've got an earthquake followed by storm surge? What if you've got to start anticipating something beyond what you've anticipated before? And you can't just, hindsight is always 20/20. You know, what we learned from Fukushima, but the next the next event may be different from that. So we've got to go back and take a look and incorporate whatever lessons learned we can from Fukushima to make sure that these plants are as safe as possible, as safe as we can get them.
I see what you mean. On a much smaller scale, just recently in Washington, D.C., we had the earthquake, and then right like 4 days later, a hurricane blew through. So it damaged some of the infrastructure here. So it's a much smaller scale, but those sorts of things can happen. So how soon must the recommendations then be in place?
Well, our first recommendations we want to implement within 6 months, and those things would be having licensees take actions to walk down their plant to make sure that they've checked everything that they can check with regard to the possibility of an earthquake, a flood, and also. To do more to prepare for a station blackout. Make sure that they have equipment that can be pre-positioned so that they can get it to the site very, very quickly. So there's a number of things that we should have implemented starting within about 6 months from now.
And very quickly, is there also a component in the recommendations to make sure the staff and the workers who have to respond directly are trained for that multiple situation?
We do train. We've been training for emergency preparedness for the past 30 years. Since the Three Mile Island accident, one of the things that we take very, very seriously in this country is emergency preparedness. And emergency preparedness, people misinterpret emergency preparedness. They think evacuation. Emergency preparedness is not just about evacuation. In fact, that's a small part of emergency preparedness. Emergency preparedness is being prepared to combat whatever can come at you. And we've been practicing that. In fact, we practice it with every nuclear power plant in this country. We as the feds and the states and the local responders, every nuclear power plant goes through an exercise every 2 years. And we grade them on the exercise. And we participate. So we are training. We've continually trained our staff, and now we're taking lessons learned from Fukushima, and we're incorporating that into our training.